Area 3, ground floor. Space 2. Making cork stoppers. The progressive mechanization of an artisanal process. The consolidation of a cork stopper manufacturer in Catalonia began in the 18th century, due to the demand for cork stoppers for new bottles made with a stronger type of glass, able to withstand transportation. Mainly wine was bottled in these types of bottles, but also champagne to a lesser extent. The tapers, craftsmen who made cork stoppers by hand, were well paid and very important figures in their time. They combined work with leisure activities, like singing, or having the newspaper read to them as they worked. A professional cork stopper maker could make as many as 2,000 cork stoppers a day. The introduction of machinery during the 19th century changed production, and the craftsmen were replaced by lower-wage operators who worked the machines. However, for many years, the production of the highest quality cork stoppers was still reserved for the craftsmen. The last ones were still working around 1930, but the cork stopper makers were the last step in a production process that had many specialities in every stage of the process. Once the tree is peeled, the preparation of the cork begins by separating and classifying the strips according to the quality and caliber or thickness. Finally, the bundles are prepared and boiled to smooth and soften the cork. They are left outdoors from 9 months to a year. After this time, they are boiled again to begin the process of transformation.